That July, Huntington returned from New York for a short but squalid visit. The Union had won a 3-day battle at Gettysburg and thus turned back the Confederate offensive. On the next day, July 4, Grant had forced Vicksburg to surrender. Still, there was trouble in California. Judah wrote, "Huntington has returned and has more than his usual influence. The wagon road seems to be a tie which unites them, the Big Four, and its influence seems to be paramount to everything else. They do not hesitate to talk boldly, openly before me, but not to me, about it. They talk as though there was nobody in the world but themselves who could build a wagon road." Huntington and Judah argued about everything. Judah felt that he was being pushed to a back seat as a hired hand on his railroad. Huntington was almost contemptuous of Judah. In Huntington's view, Judah had nothing to complain about. The CP had picked him up when no one else would. The directors had raised his salary from an initial $100 a month to almost $500 per month, and given him a stock option plan that let him purchase 500 shares of $100 stock at half price, and he still demanded deference. To hell with that. Judah felt that the Big Four were outright cheating and were guilty of misusing the public trust and public monies. Huntington's next actions deepened his anger. He overruled Judah on some engineering decisions and, when Judah objected, said bluntly, if Judah and the other objectors didn't like it, why not buy out the Big Four? This degenerated into a shouting match. Huntington said, in a snide manner, that Judah could have all the stock of all the members of the Big Four at $100,000 each if he could raise the money. As Huntington well knew, Judah did not have the money to take that option. Huntington insisted that since Judah and his friends could not come up with the money to buy out the Big Four, they must sell. Judah apparently did, at least to the extent of trading in his 500 shares of the CP for $100,000 in the CP's railroad bonds. Judah was still the chief engineer, drawing a salary that was now up to $10,000 a year, although not necessarily paid in cash. At this time, he also received $25,000 from the board, though in stock, not bonds. But Anna later wrote, "Oh, some of those days were terrible to us. He felt they, the Big Four, were ungrateful to their trust and to him." Judah made contact with money men in the East, most of all Cornelius Vanderbilt, who may have told Judah he was ready to buy out the Big Four, but before he did so, he wanted more details about the railroad. Judah bought tickets for Anna and himself to New York.